Hey everyone, welcome back to the Gary V Audio Experience. Once again, I'm Jacob from Team Gary, and today we've put together an awesome mashup for you all about judging other people. Gary talks a lot about how judging other people does not increase your happiness. He also talks a lot about self-judgment, entitlement, and so much more. We really hope you enjoy this one. If you did, please drop your comments in the Spotify comment section down below. Also, make sure you tweet Gary with your feedback at Gary V, and we'll see you next time.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Please stop judging. Please, just please stop judging. It's just so obvious and clear now that everybody's got a pen and a paper. It's a vote. Now that everybody's got a pen and a paper, judgment is fucking flying from every dimension, every angle. Everybody's judging, and I'm just asking you please to stop. Share. But build people up, don't drag them down. Judgment coming from all angles, in all streams, all the time, 24/7. Who the fuck are you to judge? Who the fuck do you think you are? I just am flabbergasted by people's inability to realize the hypocrisy of their judgments. They're gonna be exposed, you're gonna be exposed. Do you understand? Don't judge. You can judge in your mind. Let it fester, let it articulate. But be thoughtful. Don't be quick to judge. Look at yourself first. Just because you may not be doing A, you might be doing C. Is there a difference? One of the biggest weaknesses of all of us as people, as entrepreneurs, as content creators, is we spend energy on judging someone else because we create a fake narrative in our head at that moment that makes us feel better. If you were in a mindset where judging and dragging somebody else down contributes to your happiness, you fundamentally fucking lost this game. And I implore you, I beg of you, I hope of you, that maybe this second starts the process of going in the other direction. Offense always beats defense. In this new world of communication where everybody has the power to share, judgment of others is at an all-time high in its distribution. But my friends, this has been the way it's always been from the get. Nothing has changed. Technology is exposing us, not changing us. It's time that we look at each other and understand what we really are and deal with the harsh truths of some of our shortcomings. And judgment of others is at the tippy top. I look at so many entrepreneurs and so many business people and so many of you that watch me to try to achieve, spend a disproportionate 50, 70, 90% of the times judging somebody else for that quick shot of adrenaline or happiness or that fake fucking boost that they get stuck on and they don't break through. I will not judge you. You're you. I will talk about my truths. I will debate you and the things that I don't believe. But who the fuck am I? I'm zero. I'm nobody. I will not judge you. You do you. Do it the right way. Do it the way that will build for your legacy. Allow it to be in a way that when everybody judges, that those 8 billion people judge you correctly, the way you wish they would, the way that would make your grandkids proud. But I will spend zero of my moments judging. Zero. And I implore you to do the same.
Really resonate with you being an immigrant. I'm not an immigrant, yes. But I grew up with immigrants because I grew up so poor. You know,
I grew up
in the barrio and I never had anything to lose. My parents neglected me, so I learned how to ask and not give a shit because what did I have to lose? Right. You know, I need to speak up or you're not going to listen. That's how I became a salesman.
Pride's really cute when you got something.
Right. And then what happens?
You know what? Let's stay here for a second, right? Hmm. Pride's really cute when you have something. When you don't have food or shelter. That's why, you know, I make this comment a lot. I'm like, I would not judge somebody who's got nothing and is homeless stealing fruit from a basket. I don't know what else to tell you. I can't get over it. That is my truth belief. Like, I get it.
You actually said that you would steal food for feed your kids
if you
had to.
Because I would. Because I'm telling you the truth.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
I would. And I would keep score. And if my circumstances changed, I'd roll up on a fucking, you know, bodega 9 years later and be like, yo, here's $83. And the guys would be like, what? I'm like, I stole $83 worth of shit. 3 years. Actually, I sold 72. That's inflation. Got you. See ya. Like, you know, like, I believe in the macro. I think it's why I'm not scared of making mistakes.
Right.
Like, the reason I live so in the open is because I don't fear. I don't fear because if I make a mistake, which I intend on doing because I'm a human, I'm gonna own that shit. And as long as it's not fucking murder or harassment, as long as it's something fucking serious as fuck, I'll be able to get over it. Yes, you'll be disappointed in me. I'm disappointed in myself more than you'll ever be disappointed in me if I do something. Who knows what can happen in life? People are like, you're so lucky. I'm like, until tomorrow when my kids die in a fucking car accident, then am I lucky in life? Why are we judging? LeBron's so lucky. What if his fucking wife and kids going into their new home in LA right now, moving, get hit by a bus and they die forever? Is LeBron fucking lucky? Fuck you. Stop judging. Right? You eliminate judgment, you will fucking live. Fucking judgment is the poison of our society right now. So much judgment. You don't know what's going on in somebody's home.
And for me, simplicity comes in the form of judgment. The thing that I'm trying to think as much about as possible is how do I have a conversation that might impact someone positively about the concept of judgment. And it actually starts with yourself. The thing that I'm really hot on right now is, of course, so many people are judging each other. They start with themselves. I just wish people wouldn't beat themselves up so much. Like, I hate when people are like, oh, but Gary, you don't get it. I'm so ambitious. I'm like, I'm the fucking craziest ambitious person I've ever met in my life. That doesn't mean that if I don't win this year or this decade that I think I'm a piece of shit. That's not healthy. And I definitely don't have envy. Envy is a framework of conversation that has to be eliminated. How can you envy someone when you don't know them? You know a piece of them. You know a headline of them. You might like something that's going on with them. How can you actually envy somebody that you know nothing about? We just have to simplify. Simplify, but like, for me, it's so simple to be content and hungry as fuck at the same time. I've come to know that that's confusing and sounds like a contradiction, but I have to continue to unpack it because in that is fucking everything. It's the whole game. When you like want it more, like I want to be the greatest human that ever lived. I genuinely swear on my children's health as I sit in front of you here right now that when I die in 55 years, when I'm in heaven doing my Google shit, I'm gonna look down and I'm like, okay, good. 7 billion people came to my funeral. That's how I wake up every day trying to navigate my life. At the same token, if it all ended tomorrow and 9 people came, that's fine too. And finding that balance of extremities to make it balance, not like something that's confusing, is something we have to talk more about. And so to answer your question in a very long-winded way, what I would say to that person is break it down, get simpler. Tune out the noise. Most of all, tune out your own noise against yourself. Everybody else is gonna have judgment on you. You need to be your number one fucking fan, for real, not kidding. And I will remind you, no matter who the fuck you look up to, they suck at a lot of things too.
And look, it's called self-discipline, right? Not you know, nothing else.
I've been thinking a lot about why people point fingers, why people have fallen in love with judgment of others. And I've come to realize it's because they're practicing on themselves. You know, my inability to overjudge myself is exactly why I don't judge others. We're holding ourselves up to, we're the judge and jury, and we're putting ourselves into jails.
Right.
Right? Like, it's nice to have I'm ambitious as fuck.
Sure.
It's nice to have standards. I'm not saying that. But like this notion of beating yourself up when you fall short on something that is a standard or an ambition is incredibly unhealthy.
Well, it's like you would never talk to someone else the way that you talk to yourself.
But what's funny is mine is actually slightly twisted on that. I talk to everybody the way I talk to myself, which is why I talk so nicely to everybody.
But that's how you want it, right? But a lot of people talk to themselves in a way that they would never tolerate.
Correct, because most people try to prop themselves up by tearing everybody else down.
Right. All right, so Mark's realized again, the best revenge, the best way to get even, is to not be like them.
I think there's something that I like that. My version on revenge is a little bit more like the inability to even care about their action.
So shrug it off.
In a more audacious way.
Okay.
Not only shrug it off, recognize that you're about to actually stick it to them by not even acknowledging it happened. It's an extreme version of cutting them out of your ecosystem.
Sure.
that's how I've dealt with like people that have done really not nice things or trying to go, like, it's almost as if it didn't happen.
Yes.
It like goes on this nice little shelf. I'm like, that's nice. You can play with yourself in that cocoon of like, whatever you feel about me, you've now become a energy that is just like not a good use of time. And even giving it time. And to be frank, I've evolved a little bit from that. I'm now receiving that energy and kind of deploying really deep sympathy. The thought at this point in my life that you want to spend any of your time hurting somebody else's feelings seems outrageously foreign and really just makes me feel compassionate.
I try to promote, this is like, I mean, the natural hair community is pretty much, you know, girls who rock their natural hair. And I try to, I used to not like follow anyone else because I'm very competitive and I can't get into the state where I'm like trying to compare myself, but I feel like I'm closed off into the community. So I've tried to go out and follow other girls and everything like that. But then I find myself like, okay, well, they get a lot of views because they're doing, and then they're keeping on trend and they're showing the makeup. And then I'm like overthinking myself.
You've got to get jealousy and envy out of your body. You got to practice. Their success and happiness has nothing to do with you. The world is abundant, Jess. They're not stealing your views.
Yeah.
Darling, listen to me. The world is abundant. Nobody's stealing your views. I know so many people that are competitive with other influencers and content makers. It's destroying them. As if somebody else's success has anything to do with you. It's a very ugly trait. Envy and jealousy is a fucking poison. It's poison. You should be happy for them.
Yeah.
You gotta learn this. You gotta learn this. I'm telling you right now, you don't train this one, you don't tweak this one, you're gonna be in a bad place forever. People, you know, tearing down somebody else's building to make your building feel big is loser shit.